This week's update for corn planting progress. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update.
For the most part, another pretty good week for progress.
For our nation's corn crop, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Saw another advance of 16% of the corn going in the ground during the week to reach 78% overall by May 18th. That keeps us ahead of the five-year average of 73% and last year's 67%.
The spectrum for planting progress on a state level has varied from North Dakota.
Pretty impressive that the producers in North Dakota, before it turned cold and rainy, planted 28% of their corn. Big jump from 41% to 69%. That puts our North Dakota producers at 69% planted. Five-year average is just 34%.
To Ohio.
Ohio is still languishing a bit due to wetness. 9% planted during the week, but that brings Ohio only to 34% planted overall. Five-year average is 48%. That is by far the slowest state in terms of its comparison to the five-year average.
And among all this rain we have been seeing this week, how does emergence look for the corn crop across the United States?
Corn emergence reaching the halfway mark during the week and sitting right at 50% on May 18th. That is ahead of the five-year average of 40%, ahead of last year's 38%. That means that 22% of the corn emerged during the week nationally. Pretty impressive number, and certainly the warmth helped out for much of the week across the Midwest. We did see four states seeing more than one quarter of their corn emerging just in the last week, and that list is Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, and South Dakota. Both Illinois and South Dakota seeing 29% of the corn emerging during the week ending May 18th.
And there is your update on corn planting and emergence progress across the Midwest and United States. Brought to you by USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.